at that point of breaking, when you tend to have had it, had enough,
had it all.
You've had it.
Mm.
It might look like weakness,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
if you imagine the volume of emotional upheaval that you've been through over the years,
mm-hmm.
leading up to this final moment where you've had it all, if you quantify the load of pressure that person must have been through,
it's a lot.
You will realize that he's not weak.
It's no weakness.
He has taken so much.
I used to think, if my imagination, even being as a therapist, that for you to go through suicide thoughts and actually end it, there's a lot of phases that you must pass through. You know, you have to think it, you have to act it, you have to plan it, you have to do a lot of steps to make sure it actually comes to fruition.
Yeah.
So that's no weakness. That's a lot of strength to actually get to that stage.
And to add to that, in the hospital, sometimes you see people come in with mental health and suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide attempts. So when you speak to them, you go back history a couple of years. When did you first do this?
Mm-hmm.
They will tell you, I did this first when I was 13 years
mm-hmm.
old. At that time, what did you do? Oh, I took some tablets. How many did you take and all of that? Now, moving down 10, 15 years later, when they're still having this same problem, mm-hmm. still emotional problem, whatever it is at this time,
mm-hmm.
that has triggered them to attempt the suicide again, you will realize that now at this time, they no longer have insight because they've really had it. And now you ask them, will you do this again? They tell you, yeah,
probably.
They want mm-hmm. to do it again. Mm-hmm. Why do you do it? I don't even know. I think I just want to end it all.
Mm.
So the fact is, it progresses. The problem progresses with you as you don't seek treatment. You don't get the treatment you need.
Mm.
The problem continues to persist but get worse. Mm. So down the line, you start to have things like, I can't take it anymore. That's why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do it again.
Mm.
You see? So there's no insight at all at that point.
Hmm. So my personal question to you, that for me to you now, is: do you believe in therapy, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, so that's why we're talking about seeking help quick, opening up quick, and I think we should always have the avenue to help people open up, push them to open up, because that's one of the most difficult things for men to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about it.
At all.
So, but if you, for instance, you see someone who is, you see someone who, the usual attitude, you know, is changing. They are becoming more isolated.
Mm-hmm.
They are missing church service
mm-hmm.
or they are missing football mm-hmm. sessions that you normally have frequently.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, guy, I think something is changing.
Hmm.
Are you happy to talk about it? Anytime you want to talk, I just want you to know that I'm here for you. And leave it there. Don't insist too much to make them talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just little nudging and let them be. And hopefully they will come forward to talk. Hmm. And yes, therapy helps. I describe therapy as the mechanic of the human body. So therapy is
like MOT.
Yes, the regular therapy is the MOT.
Mm.
And you will realize, especially in married couple, whenever married couple are having problem
mm-hmm.
and there's an advice for them to have therapy, it is the women that always go for the therapy.
That's right.
They're quick to go. They are quick to be receptive mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. therapy session.
Right.
So therapy purifies our attitude, purifies our mind, give us the opportunity to talk about things, but also help us to see things from other people's perspective and realize that we are not alone in this.
Absolutely.
So heal your mind, as you mentioned, very good one, MOT.
Mm-hmm.
Get your MOT
done.
Keep your mind in a good state all the time.
I love that. Thank you. I'm going to ask one more question before we go on a short break. And just talking about men and mental health. And now, we are in the social media world. And we all know what people are doing with their platform, different things. I mean, we're lucky to have this Posh Speakers, our own, our own platform where we promote people's mental health and having for us to actually have a stability, you know, to have sanity. So do you think media and social media platform help or harm the conversation around men's emotion? And should we have more platform like Posh Space Couch that actually is safe space for men?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. So the question regarding social media with relation to men's mental health, but as in with any other topic you can think about, the social media is a double-edged sword.
That's right.
So you have a double-edged sword, you need to mind the way you handle it, otherwise you're going to get caught.
Yes,
social media, I'll start from the positive. Just like a posh piece couch. Where we're trying to help people, we're trying to tell people to come forward, to talk more, to be more open. That is a good use of social media. However, there are dark corners of the social media where people are encouraged in the wrong light. And one thing that comes to my mind when I talk about this is in the West, especially UK and America, and from part of Europe, young men over the last 2-3 years have been, there's been a lot of conversation about around this actually, about what we call the incel. The incel simply means involuntary celibate men. So involuntary celibate means they are celibate
but not willingly.
But not willingly, exactly.
Wow.
Now, this group of people have been associated with severe mental health related issues, including depression, aggression, anxiety, as well as even being vulnerable.
Must be tough.
Or violence towards women. So this group of people are also accused of misogyny because they try to take out their anger against women.
That's right.
Now, they have so many groups in social media where they come together to convalesce together, they talk about their issues together and how they can, you know, take it out on the women who they think is the source of their problem.
Wow.
So these are people who probably are not, you know, they don't feel confident in themselves enough and don't have enough self-esteem to approach a girl, to date a girl, and all of that. So this, there are dark, and these are dark side of the internet. And they have a lot of influencers on the internet. I'm not trying to criticize, but I think they have made mention of people like Andrew Tate in the past, where he talks about this group of people and they look up to him a lot. So these are ways that internet can actually harm the cause rather than help. So we need to know what kind of media we are consuming and make sure that the media that are actually helping us rather than harming us. But again, as I've mentioned, there are so many good websites, so many good online resources that can help with mental health and build it. Even the NHS resources can help us with more topics that we need to help promote good mental health.
That's beautiful. I love that. I'm gonna ask one more question before we go on break. It's gonna be a short one. So this is now personal, as a father, as a married man, as a husband. So do you think men, single men, do you think they have more challenges with their mental health than married people, or do you think married people ask more than the single?
I don't think there's a direct answer to that question.
Right.
There are all subjective cases, and what I mean by that is there are different reasons why people have issues with their mental health. So to the extent that it affects you, whether you are single or married, depend on the source of the problem.
Because people believe when you're married, your problem is easier because you have a partner. At the same time, some people feel like when they get married, they have more problems than when they were single.
So this is the reason why it's subjective. Every single person's case is unique. And their experience is very different. So with a single man, you can look at a single man as somebody who doesn't have children and probably is not in a relationship. So financially, the stress level is less. If finance is the source of your mental health disorder, then to the extent that you don't have a lot of responsibility, we can say being single is helpful.
If
you're married, then you have issues with childcare, you have issues with looking after your wife, your finance, your monthly bill is significantly higher than a single individual. So there are people who their sanity depends on the size of their bank account.
That's right.
If it
that's
drops,
right.
the sanity goes down. Mm, and so we should try to identify where
what the problem really
yeah, is,
and focus on
this individual based on the source of their own problem.
Thank you. I love that. Right. So we're gonna go on a short break, and when we're back, we do our rant of the day, and then we'll round up with our doctor, because I think we've actually had a lot of information in this last half an hour that we've been on the show. So the song I'll be playing right now is Street Credibility by Two Face. It's an old song and I love it, and let's enjoy it, and we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Of Niger land, my brain drain, working all day, like say I know be my man. The street keep urging me to do more. Once more I come with this brand new one, born animosity, happy the great one. I'm a boy sure I'm beyond the beef top. But you more call him more call it a call, I call as I come, just like a melody. All I'm a shikata love bag, I don't no sorry, I think you should know. So I beg you, my body for me to love you. This is the most incredible. Out of Niger, straight from Niger. Street credibility, we get a check my fans. My life, I hear that. Don't be lying. Stress and stuff, we know they use graduate. We always peacefully do it very nicely. We always try to bother nobody. These two faces are nice. We are ready to always, always stand up your body. I know it sounds like bragging, but it's true that I'm talking. Can't deny God's blessing. Right now we are at a zebra crossing. No cars are passing. It's just reality flashing. Oh, what you're doing, remarkable, unbeatable, palatable, reliable. I made up the streets, why I no go blow? Originality work for me, why I no go show?
Why?
I shower a day, walk a song to that door. Now me, the one to the street, I belong. Enemies, a must if you want blow. I'm on that song, my tongue. Back, baby, come make you reach your tongue. Don't be lying. Yeah, don't be lying.
straight from the guy.
You are my happy girl, queen. Don't be small,
straight from the guy.
Out
of the guy.
Yes, welcome back, people. Welcome back to my very special podcast radio show, Posh Peace Couch, with Dr. Dixon Enneche. Right, so Doctor, we're about to round up the show,
yeah.
And I'm gonna ask one question, which is, what step can they take to check on with their mental health daily? Because we just spoke about issues,
mm-hmm.
We need to speak about solution.
Yeah.
So what do you think are the steps that men should be taking daily, mm-hmm. to keep their mental health in check?
Okay, so as a disclaimer, I'm not a mental health therapist. I'm a general medicine doctor.
Doctor. From your own point of view, as a person,
but yes,
how do you maintain
exactly?
Yours?
So we're having this open discussion today. So there are a lot of things that we can do, and so this is just part of the general idea that can share.
That's right.
And number one, I would say, I'll just list them into a couple of bullet points.
Okay.
Number one, I'd say deep self-reflection should be the number one.
Mm.
The reason why I say that is because if you remember at the beginning, I mentioned that mental health is not madness.
It's not madness.
Or it's not simply madness, let's put it that way, because it can be madness, but it's not simply madness. It's a broad spectrum, and it depends on where you fall on this spectrum. How are you going to know if you belong to this spectrum? By personal deep reflection. So everybody need to do some self-assessment, some self-check. Am I okay? Okay, now that I'm probably missing a month's salary, or I will not be able to pay my entire bill for this month, how does that make me feel? Okay, that argument I had with my wife last week, or with my girlfriend, we're not talking, how is it affecting me? Is it causing anything to me? Okay, so you're being hit with a job loss. There's a lot of job losses here and there. How is it affecting me? So don't just sit down and toughen it out. Do some self-assessment. Then second point I'd like to make is, by the way, we say when you know the problem, then you can try to solve it, isn't it? So that's the advantage of this self-assessment and reflection. So you do the self-assessment, you find the problem, try to reflect on it, asking it, I can hold it. Okay. Try to do a reflection to see, where do I go with this problem that I have now identified? Then the next point I want to make is with regards to staying connected with a network of human beings, of friends, of family, of colleague. One of the worst thing we can do to ourselves is to isolate ourselves, and that's the reason why someone says no man is an island. We need to stay connected with people, because that thing that is going on in your life that you haven't been able to identify from your own reflections, somebody could identify it for you and could talk about it, and will end up saving your life. Okay, there's a friend of mine that lost her husband to suicide a couple of years ago, and he normally comes back home stressed and all that, but he just have a shower and then disappears, watching TV in his room or whatever, and she just feels like, oh, my man just needs his space, and she just let it linger on. And a couple of years down the line, she returned home one day to find him hanging in the kitchen. So staying connected, when you see people who we are usually connected and are no longer being connected, try to help them, try to talk about it, try to get close to them and find out, you may just be saving a life. Then the other third point to mention is seek help. Don't be shy, don't be embarrassed about it, and don't subscribe or feel the pressure from the stereotype that you're weak. It is not weakness. Seek the help you need. There's another thing to mention from our culture, from where we come. you know, taking medication for depression and anxiety seem to be like, oh, you're taking medication for madness. No, you're not taking medication for madness. There's been clinical proof that these medications help. Okay, so seek help. Contact your GP, go to the A&E, seek therapy from professional therapists around, or talk to your family, talk to your friends. Always helps.
Talking about that, what advice would you give friends or partner who are trying to support their partner who's going through mental health?
I think we probably brushed through that a little bit earlier, but again, let's go back to that. As I mentioned, part of things that can help is staying connected. So the first point of connection that we normally have is our family. First point of contact. So you're living with your partner, you're living with your friend, your brother, your family members, and you see something going wrong in the family, a family member, and they are becoming isolated or showing signs of depression. I think try to reach out to them. Don't just let it be. Don't just think it will fix itself. Try to reach out to them. Try to be their comfort zone. Otherwise, they're going to seek comfort somewhere else. It could be alcohol. It could be a club. It could be a betting shop. Just try to be the comfort that they need. Don't push it, but don't also ignore it. Be sensitive to their problem. Be very sensitive to their problem. Ask them questions like, how can I be of help? Okay, and try to find stories that they can relate to in according to whatever they are experiencing, so that they can understand that they are not the only ones going through this, and that helps to bring people out, to help people to actually want to engage more in discussing these problems. Ultimately, they get in front of a professional therapist. They can get things like cognitive behavioral therapy, people can benefit from other therapies, including medications, which can be prescribed, in varying doses, to build up the doses until they get the desired benefits from it.
And also, they can also check my website www.poshpytherapy.co.uk, and you can always see the list of the services that I offered. And that's also one of the way we can help each other. Like I said, it's a community. We all need each other. I need you, you need me. We as black people, the minority, we need to move past this stigma that says men don't do this, men don't do that. It's for our own betterment. We need to get better. We need to be able to speak. We need to be able to seek help. And that's why we've created this space for us all to be able to actually talk, because talking is very important, especially when you talk to the right people. Because at the same time, because always everything have two coins to it. You can also talk to the wrong person, and then they make your problem worse.
Exactly.
But when you get the right person to talk to, and that's when there's a say that say problem shared is half solved, with the right person, by the way. And that will be concluding my episode on this. Today's show, which is Men and Mental Health with Dr. Dixon. Doctor, thank you very much for coming. I've really, really, really enjoyed this show with you.
It has been a great pleasure for me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And next week we'll be back here. I'm going to give you a teaser, because this version that we're doing today, which is Men Mental Health, we'll be doing Women Mental Health next week. So women, don't worry, I got you too. So next week we have our host also. I'm not going to tell you the name now, but there's someone coming, and it's going to be an exciting one next week also. Follow me on Instagram, Posh P Therapy, and have Posh P's Couch. On TikTok, it's Posh P Therapy. The website is there. Have an email, hello@poshptherapy.co.uk. And like I said earlier, AY Live is coming up on the 2nd of November. And get your tickets on Eventbrite. 2nd of November, that's next month. Get your tickets on eventbrite.co.uk. And then also I'll be there, then we can all laugh together, which comedy is a form of stress relief. so which is good for our mental health. So I'm supporting that. So I'll see you in that show if you're coming. And if you want to get, you can get a ticket through me also. If you're struggling, let me know. I'll get your ticket, and then you pay, not free tickets, you pay. And then if you want to go straight to the Eventbrite, you can get your ticket there. And I will see you next week. God bless you. See you later. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
If you know, you know. But if you don't know,
I'm
baby, kai. Kai. No killing person, baby, kai. You know one day gon' go by. Ebele, baby, kai. Kai.
Yeah, Mr. Bombastic, Mr. Romantic, Mr. Fantastic, Korea Bayastic.
Bag of money, Kaibu Abia. Run kilometers of Wawa, Chogia. More security, man, Nabia. On guard, all of my hitters are Wawa. I'm going to say nothing going to happen, huh? Marker. Man, pass man, why your man, a damn marker. Couple of more. Baby girl, say, I saw. I block organized, time out at work. Time of my life, and Navy. Shoddy dropping low, Kai Navy. Offer of my summer, no, Iggy. I'm going to go to the
Navy. Time of my life, Kai Navy. She on my rolling with me, it's so gravy. I make her lose her whole mind, call me crazy. We celebrate. No night, I navy. She ain't never met a white boy this fly. We bout to take flight, take time and sit tight. Her hips tight, she twist them and turn them. I don't know the dance that she do, but I'm learning. I'm drinking, sink it, baby. I make her ride it all night, cause I'm lazy. We got the bottles on ice, dry crazy. We never had to think twice when we paid it.
Time of my life, I navy. Shawty dropping low, I navy. Offer of my summer, no Iggy. One book of the fin name.
Time of my life, Kai Navy. She on my rolling with me, it's so gravy. I make her lose her whole mind, call me crazy. We celebrating all night, I Navy.
Too sick, I wrote the Marco. Hannah T. Finesse, I'm a man of wine, it's a diolo. Bastard, check yourself if you're on the model. See your people, they're on the corner, I'm on the corner.